I've always wondered, what makes Torah different from all subjects? I speak to parents and to teachers and to students from time to time about this idea, and I tell them that the truth is there are certain subjects you need to know, and there are certain subjects you need to love. You need to know math. 2 + 2 = 4. I know my basic math facts. I'm able to figure things out in life. I need to know the English language, to read, to write. That's going to get me a job, that's going to help me function in society. And yet, what I, as a Jewish educator, do is I spend all my time teaching Torah. And I have students who spend half a day learning Torah. And the question is, do you need to know Torah? Yeah, you need to know Torah because that's what you need to do in order to keep the mitzvos. But it's so much more. You need to love Torah. Because if you don't love Torah, then it ends. And the pursuit of Torah knowledge is lost. It's a beautiful vart. Cute, but so powerful. The very first letter of the Torah is Bet, Bereshis. And the very first letter of the first Mishnah in Shas is Me'emasai. When do we read Kriyat Shema? What does that come together? Bet and Mem, Bam. Kriyat Shema, Bam. Vidibarta, Bam. You need to talk about it. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Vidibarta, Bam. It has to be something that you're constantly talking about. V'lechtecha v'derech, on your way. V'shach b'chav kumecha, when you get up and when you go to sleep. That's Torah. It has to be something that's so incredibly a part of your life. But how do you do that? How do you ensure that Torah is something that's part of your life every moment of every day? And the answer is, it's more than just obligating it. Because if you obligate it, it's a burden. And will somebody really want to do it? But get this. The very last letter of the Torah, Leinei Kol Yisrael, is a lamed. And that very first letter, again, is a bet. Lamed bet, lev. You gotta love the Torah. How do you know if someone loves the Torah? It's when you get to Leinei Kol Yisrael, what do you have to do? Bereshit bara Elokim. You have to go straight to the beginning. I can't stop. And every year I come back to the Torah time and time and time again. I look for new insights, for new thoughts. Why? Because I truly love it. Vedibarta bam. Shema, the tenet of faith. Vedibarta bam. How do you ensure you love? How do you ensure that you talk with the Torah all the time? Leinei Kol Yisrael Bereshit, you love it. It's balev. I think that's the message of Torah. Torah is something that's so very important. I hope in the coming weeks and coming months, we'll be able to ask questions, share ideas in a way to deepen our understanding of Sefer Bereshit and Shmos and Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And I encourage you, if you have a specific question in mind in one of the stories, share it with me. Maybe that will be one of our Divrei Torah in the coming weeks. RabbiMerrill@gmail.com. MERRILL@gmail.com. Looking forward to learning Sefer Bereshit once again. Have a great day.